Welcome to another episode of Deal Talk. I'm Deal. Let's talk. My guest of the evening is doing some amazing work. He is the founder of Joy Do. Ladies and gentlemen, give a warm welcome to Moise Tov. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
It's an honor. It's a conversation that I've been anticipating for quite some time. We have a lot in common. So for those of you know, well, I'll leave the floor to you to explain this incredible foundation you created.
Well, I think that first, what is connect between us? We are both parent of kids on the spectrum.
Yes, that is correct.
And we're both entrepreneurs.
That is correct.
I do have two boys on the spectrum. Now they're young adult, and as I went through the journey that any parent is going, and I'm sure that you're going in the same kind of journey.
Yes.
I'm just ahead of you the few years. My boys are non-speaking. They start to speak when they were like 1 year old, 2 years old, and then they lost the language. And which is part of a big group of people on the spectrum. Regardless of that, we always, me and my wife and partner to crime, Annette, believe that they have a lot of intelligence and are very smart.
Yes,
and
I agree.
We decided that we are not going to give up, and we're going to fight and do everything that we can to give them the same opportunity that any other person in the world can get. And that's the starting point.
Yes,
of the journey.
So this is where in 2008 you and your wife joined forces to start the Joy Do Foundation, and where
actually it was in stages. My boys, the youngest is 27, the oldest is 29. At the time that my oldest son was born, I was in the very early stage of my first startup, which was in technology area, completely non-related to autism. So I did have, like I would say, two parallel startups in my life at the same time.
Yeah.
One is like being an entrepreneur and building a company, and the other one is try to understand what is autism.
You're correct.
And the thing that you know, when we get the news from our doctor that our son is on the spectrum, it is very memorable and life-changing day.
Yes.
And I'm sure that it is for you as well, and for other one, because we didn't know what autism is.
Yeah.
We had no idea what it is. It was like, came from nowhere, and we had to start to get ourselves up to speed on what it is. And I'm sure that you know, although that your son is younger, that there is not a lot of support that coming to you.
Yeah, it it's been a journey. It started and we're just like your children, and where he started speaking, saying words like mama, papa, and you know, out of it's like almost like in a blink of an eye, and where his speech started to digress and disappear. And he always, you know, they tell you about the tiptoes and the flapping hands. And, you know, he always had that. He always had that even before he started losing his speech. So we never it was just we thought it was a normal thing for children, you know?
Yeah, and this is your first one.
This is my first and only one, yes, that is
Yeah,
correct.
so it's exactly like us. It's like you are a new parent, first time to be a parent, which is experience by itself.
Yeah.
And then when he was 2 years old, we're getting this message. And then you have to start a journey. And I think that every parent that I met and every parent that I'm talking to, we're going pretty much through the same journey. And while we always, as I said, believed in our kids,
Yes.
and we start with one, and then the second one was born, and he was talking, and we was hoping, okay, now we
Yeah,
have.
yeah.
And then after 2 years, start again.
Was it a shocker? Like it because you get the first time that diagnosed and they tell you that's life changing. That's the moment in where how do I put it? Like for me, I was grabbing on God, right? And we're like, maybe it's different, maybe just a little struggle, but to finally get a diagnosis and that's a moment of acceptance.
Yeah.
But
It is.
then, yeah, but then years later, you go through the same thing, and how and diagnosed again. How did that you particularly as a man, how did that?
It as you said, it's like, when you get the message, it's shocking. It's like, I cannot lie that, oh, okay, it's life completed. It takes some time to digest
Yeah.
what it is. In my case, I was born in Israel, grew up in Israel, and been in the IDF Special Forces for a long time, and it came with some kind of your DNA change and
Yeah.
you know how to adapt. So I think that it helped me to accept it earlier. And I think that it, if I remember it correctly, it took me a week to
Yeah.
accept it. And then and the acceptance came because I said, okay, I have a problem, I have to solve it. So I moved from a point of okay, it is a shocking and I life is changed to another mode. And the mode is okay, how are we making it right? How are we going to make it? And at that point, it was just a state of mind because I didn't know what autism is.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what is coming. And then when my second son was born, and he diagnosed, it is actually more shocking because I
Two for
already
two.
know what it is. And, we're expecting to have a family which is have some kind of balance
Yeah.
between normal life and autism life. So it is, I would say, more shocking than the first time. But at least for me, it was exactly the same process. Like, shocking. I had to digest it. I had to accept it. And I didn't give myself too much time to get down and to feel bad about it. I just said, okay, I have to figure out the way. And everything started by believing in our kids. And I believed in them. I believe that they have everything. And
Yeah.
I believe that they have their own identity And I accepted it, that this is the identity that they have. And I knew that I have to help them in any way to navigate the world. And that was my role as a parent, to help them to do it. And in this case, it is actually fighting for them. And I think that over the time, I met with many parents, and now even more. And it is a process that we all going through, and each one of us is getting through it in a different way. Which I think that it's normal, and it should be like that. I never tried to get an opinion of how other parents are looking into it and what we're doing, or respecting everyone in the way that they're addressing the families. For us, we decide that we're going to give them the opportunity, and we said we know, like everybody else, they're going to have dreams.
Yes.
And we want to let them
yes
achieve their dreams like everybody else. And that was a long journey. Because, as I said, I had a startup in technology that was in late 90s when the internet boom was happening. And we was one of the first internet companies there. So it was a very excited time, and a lot of development and involvement on this side, and required a lot of my time and attention. But together with us, I put the time for me to be a parent, and to make sure that I give them the attention and pave the road for them. And paving the road was difficult. Like, if I compare being an entrepreneur, which is by itself is not easy.
No, it's not.
And the first stages of every startup is pretty demanding, and coming with a lot of
responsibilities and
responsibility
demands.
And stress. And you want to make it happen. So it's like you put your, you know it, you've been there, you've done that. And for me and for you, it's like, you know, we have in parallel two different startup that we have to go through and find the balance between the two. And what I try to do is like learning from my experience in one area, and try to see how I can implement it with my kids. And the kids grew up, they're growing up. So when I think that they were about 5 or 7, it was the time that I did the first transaction with my first startup and start the second one. And together with that, it was the first time that they got into school, and we had to figure out which school they're doing, and navigate the education system, which is complicated and not so friendly.
I'm going through that right now.
Yes, and I say it gently. Let's say it this way. Because we, same as you, but like, we have to fight every day that they will get education. The basic thing is like, you know, it's not about, we try to change the system or anything. It's about they're a human being. And they have a right like anybody else, and they need to get education. And nobody can say, because you don't speak, you are dumb. And pretty much this is the message that the education system gave us.
Yes, I agree 100%. I agree. I'm going through that right now, and where my son is 7. My son was diagnosed pandemic, where there were no assistance, and where we finally found AB for home, and that was a struggle in itself. I did a lot of self-educating, learning to help him progress, and services came here and there, but they were never consistent for, I want to say, 2, 3 years. And then school system, I put
Yes.
him in school, turned 5. But where I'm from, the school systems that are recommending, because it's by regions, right?
Yes.
Not qualified to they're not qualified to assist a child who's nonverbal, who is still trying to develop the soothing part of his behavior, right? And they just don't have that support.
Yes.
So they keep telling me to, oh, I have to enroll him in school and go through that process. But my question is, and my wife is right there with me asking them, why does our son have to go through that trauma? Because that's what occurs, trauma.
Exactly.
Why does it have to be the process of errors, and until you realize, hey, we're gonna give funds to go support, to put him in a school system that can help him? Why does he have to go through that? And that's where we're going through right now. We're fighting, educating, because that's another thing. And we're, hey, your kid's autistic, but they'll give you a pamphlet. Here, this is what you need to know. But the resources and assistance, it's so tedious. It's stressing. It's difficult trying to talk to people, and it's frustrating.
Yes.
And it's only because they will care if they're going through it. But because there are people that don't live that lifestyle, don't have, that don't have, how do I say this? Don't have, because having a child with autism is a blessing, but don't have that sense of developing help me in them. And they
Yes.
don't go through that. So they wouldn't want to understand.
Yes. And I agree with you. It's the same thing that we saw and we still see. And this is one thing that we decide that we're going to fight it. And we said we are not accepting it. And
Yes.
there is a law. There is a law for human rights. There is a law for education.
Yes.
And we went to the school and we said, number one, we said to them, it's not that they are non-verbal, they are non-speaking. They hear. And because they don't speak and they hear a lot, they develop a mechanism for self-learning. So they're much better learner than we are.
Yeah.
Beside that, we saw that our kids and others do have unique abilities
Yes.
that nobody else has. So it's not like they need to be undermined. They need to be at least equal, I would say. And
Yes.
as you said, the system, I think that we both live in New Jersey.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so we're going through the same system because we are in the same state. And what we realize, the system doesn't care. That's the way to say it. There is no other way to really saying it. They don't care. And they're leaving it for us, the parent, to fight. And they will make everything complicated, and we have to navigate this kind of system. And they, instead of help us, they will make it more difficult. But I told them, the school system. I said, guys, if you want to fight, you need to know who you are fight against.
Yes.
And I am a trained fighters, and now I fight for my kids.
Yes.
So watch it.
Yes.
And that the approach that I took. I was very, not only me and my wife. We've been proactive, very proactive. We didn't let them off the hook. We came to them and said, okay, this is a thing that you have to do by the law. If you won't do it by the law, we will going to address it. And we had no fear of going to the system and tell them, you don't do what you have to do according to the law.
Yeah.
And you're breaking the law on the back of a kid. And that is unacceptable.
Yeah.
And that was the approach that I took from beginning to be proactive and when needed, combative. And while the system doesn't like me, I said, I don't care. I want the system to do what the system does, as well as I want other parents to go through a journey that it easier than the one that I did. But the story actually started to evolve when they got to the age of like the teens. And when they got to the teens, a couple of things happened. One, we found a way that they can communicate. And that was actually the iPad. This is when Steve Jobs did the best favor ever that we got, and this is the iPad. Got the iPad, and for whatever reason that we don't know how to explain it, and I don't really want to explain it because I don't care. They actually start to type. And they start to type, and actually they communicate with us with some support and techniques that they have. The youngest was 14, and the oldest was 16. That's the first time that we start to communicate
Understand,
with the
yeah.
kids. And I remember it vividly because the first sentence that my youngest son typed, it was, they think that I'm retarded, but I'm not.
Wow, that's powerful
And
words right there.
it was a sentence. He didn't put like spaces between the words. But this is the first thing that he said. And I just look on this and heard it, and I was like truly emotional about it. But I was happy because, okay, we know now there is a way to get the communication. And the what we learned that the communication is the most important thing to give people on spectrum. Because a lot of the other thing, the behavior or thing like that coming because they don't have the outlet to communicate. So the behavior that everybody call it, it's the only way that they can communicate. And we saw it when our kids got outlet to communicate and they start to communicate and they communicate all the time. And it's expressive communication. It's not like they really type. We saw how they change. And it was like, again, life changing for them and for us. And it's, for me at least, it was beside that it was emotional, but it was, okay, yes, I believe in them, and now they show it, and they show it to the world.
Yeah.
And at that one thing that happened when they got to the teens. The second thing that happened is that I start to look forward because my oldest was 16. And I said, okay, what happened when he's getting to the 18 and school? So I start to learn it. And then I found that, okay, you have education until the 20 is 21. And I ask, okay, so what happened after that? And they start to meet with parents, other parents that are children are older than I. They are the only one that gave me information, and nobody else gave any information. And all of them spoke about this age, the 21, when they moved from the education system into the welfare system. They call it the 21 cliff. And it took me a while to understand what it is. But what it is, it's like the education system by law have to give services to our kids. Post 21, they get some services, but there is no law that said you must get the services. So it is black hole that if you don't really know what to do and where to go and the services quality level is by far less than what we see in the school system. At that time, I had my second company that I started, and the company provides some technology to big pharmaceutical companies globally. So I had to travel a lot to see customers, and I had employees all over the world. So part of that time I spent to meet with people in different countries. And I had this naive idea. I'm not the first parent. So someone figured it out already, and they know what to do. And okay, they have it being done, and there is some place that they have a place for life that they can reach the dreams. That was my thought. And I did this kind of survey in 26 countries and six states in the United States, and I found nothing. And the story that I heard was, yes, you get choked when you get the first diagnosis, but then you get other shocks in
What happens
some
again?
steps again and again. You get your puberty, it's another big story, high school, and then you get to the adult. Okay, what now? And we're aging. And we worry what will happen after our expiration date will come. And it will come one day. What happened with them? So at that point of time in my life, when I didn't find anything,
Started building.
I had a conversation with a few people that has parent that like us. And one of them, which I knew a long time, he told me, Moish, there is a reason for anything, and you know how to build companies, and now it is your it's on you to build a model for the adulthood of people on the spectrum. And it resonated with me, so I said, okay, I'm going to sell my company, and I'm going to start something for my kids. I have no idea what I'm going to start, by the way. Nothing.
Just have an idea.
No
No directions, just an idea.
idea. Just, okay, you have to do something. What? I haven't cared. But one thing that I did is I asked my kids, what do you want? What do you want? What do you... And the first thing that they told me said, everything that you're doing for us, we want friends. We don't want to be alone. Don't do something just for us. We want friends. We want to be in a community. We
Yes.
want to have a girlfriend. We have. So their direction was very clear. It was, don't do something just for us and think that, because we want friends. And that started the journey of my third startup, which was it is right now. And it is different startup because it is a social enterprise, nonprofit organization. But But the mission that I put to myself is to create a whole life solution and create a model for that that is sustainable economically, as well as give my main stakeholders, which are my kids and their friends, a place that they can actually achieve their dreams. And we built this mission and we said, okay, number one, we believe that you have a strength and we're going to look for the strengths and we're going to work on the strengths. Number two, we know that communication is important, so everyone will have communication, and we call it total communication because we said we don't care. If you want to use sign language, use sign language. If you want to type, type. If you speak, you want to speak, fine. But everyone communicating. Then we said, I think this is the most important things. We presume competence. And I think that the big difference between us parents and the system is presumed not competent. They presume that our kids cannot do anything. We families, I won't say that all of us, but more and more, we presume competence. We believe that they have the abilities if you give them the right environment, right education, and right opportunity like everybody else. And the presumed competence was the fourth thing that we look into in creating the model. And the last one was community of their own. They want to have friends, but they want to have friends like them. So they feel very good in their skin when they are with other people like them. And they don't want to change. They want to be what they are. They have identity
You
and
want
they
to
want to
live.
keep it.
You want to live.
Yeah.
You want to have a life. They want to be normal in their own way, which is
Exactly.
nothing. There's nothing wrong with that. And
Exactly.
that's, and that's the most beautiful thing, right? It makes me emotional because, that's what I envision for my son. And then you have. You have society who just doesn't get it. And, if you start breaking it down, they just don't get it, they just don't want to get it. They don't want to understand. And they're so self-involved in themselves that they forget about these amazing, like my son, like he wakes up at 12 o'clock a.m. And doesn't go back to sleep till like the next day. That's hard. But man, one smile, like I remember the first time he waved or said hi, that's indescribable for me, that feeling.
Yeah.
And I pushed my son because he has the potential. I know he can do it. And this is like why me and my family, my wife in particular, we slowly have just, it's almost we felt in isolations. Because the world and family members, especially family members, don't get it. A big portion of what I started this, right, was to build myself up and become somebody credible and trustworthy so I can have a voice to help my son and see that he has potential, he has a future, and then many like him have it as well.
Correct. And what you said about isolation, it happened to us. It's like, I remember it vividly. It's like we invite friends for the birthday. And then the next year, less people come. The last year, less people come. And then we didn't come, got any invitation to any other person's birthday. And family and friends just moved aside and we stayed by ourselves. And yes, it is isolation. And then we look into it and I said, okay, fine. So we're going to build our life around the four of us. And we'll find another families that think like us, and our kids will have friends. And but the isolation is one thing that I hear today, like today in our company, and our company called Joy Do. We have 25 young adults, different ages, different, like if you look into the traditional spectrum, a different way on spectrum, we don't look into it. We look into this very different way. So I can see like the progress that they make when they are together, and the driving engine behind our company is the community that they created. And we call them members. They are part of everything that we do. And they come with ideas. They come, they are like, they ask us, challenge us, and they give more. We can do it faster. We can learn faster. They are pushing us. They are pushing us. And we listen to them. And it began to be something that is, now we are 6 years old, having it. And the place is like, you know, I hear it from other parents, and we all the time make surveys and try to understand what we're doing right, how we can make it better. And we ask our members, tell us. That is the most important thing. And the word that I hear from a lot of parents about this place is this is magic. We get some people that never speak in their life. And they got into our place, and everybody get a tool for communication. So everyone, 100% of the people that come to us, get expressive communication after between 2 months to 6 months. It takes them to get it because they have the language in their head. They just didn't have an outlet.
Yeah.
So they just need to figure out which are the outlet that work for them. And then they just start to practice and practice and practice how to communicate it. And when they're communicating, it's amazing. It's just amazing to see how they can express an idea. It's like it can take us about 10 minutes to talk about something. They will say it in one sentence because they know how to do it. And they have the way to say it. And they're really appreciative about that. And they respect each other. And they really feel each other. And if someone has a bad day, he will have two other people that will go to him and said, we will help you. We're doing a lot of, like, you know, we based on employment. So because we take their strengths and we having, we train them on high level employment. For example, they are doing, there are some of them are assistant radiologists and they do early detection of breast cancer. And they do it much better than the radiologist because they can see very small things in very early stage. And it's a win for them. It's a win for the radiologist and the win for the woman that is doing it.
Yes.
And this cycle start to respect each other. And well, then we do work in pattern recognition, in robotics, in AI. And I see parents come to us to visit and see it, and they tell me, I can't believe that my son can do it. And the only thing I tell them, give them a chance.
Yeah.
Give them a chance. Okay? This community is not what I do. I'm the one that do the talking. They are the one that do the work. Give them a chance. And if they give them a chance and they believe in them, they progress. And think about, we talk about shocking. We have some people that come to us when they're 25, 28, never spoke in their life. And then in 6 months, they start to communicate expressively for the first time. This is a shock as well. It's a positive shock, but it is like, is this is my son? It's like, you know, I never knew that this is what you think. You never communicate. And suddenly they are. And the parents has to adjust as well, because suddenly they say, my son is doing radiology, my daughter is doing animation. I never saw that this, and actually they're getting a paycheck and they're working and they're happy. They're going to sleep because they know that they have to go to work in the morning and they're ready in time. I don't have to hide. And they, the model is working. And I don't want to, I want that it's going to be clear to anyone. It is them that they do the work. We just give them
The opportunity.
the place and the opportunities, but they are the one that doing the work. We are the facilitator, the one that create the environment for them, fight the fight with whoever we need to fight, that they will get what they have, but they doing the work. And the one thing that I want to say to all parents, and I say it again and again and again, I said, there is hope. Believe in this. They're going to be good. There are more and more people that understand it. So believe in them. It's hard, but go on this and remember there are hope. There is light by the end of the tunnel, and it's going to be fine. That is one message that I try to send to anyone that I meet. The other message that I want to say, and say to like young parents like you, take the time to make sure that your relationship with your wife are good. Take the time for this, invest in this, because if everything is going to the kids, then suddenly the parents become to be, and
They
it's
forget.
really a partnership work to do. And it is, if you don't invest in this, it won't be easy to anyone. And I am married now happily for over 30 years.
Wow, congrats.
We had a lot of bad days.
Yes.
It's not that everything was nice. No, it is not. It's like, you know, it's go up and down, up and down, up and down. But we invested in this. And I'm happy now. And my wife is part of the new company, and she's doing her work, and my kids are working in this. It's almost like a family business with a lot of other thing that we're doing. And I hope that the other people will see it, and they can adapt our models, because our models is open to anyone that want to adapt it, or if they want to take the approach and build it other type of employment or anything like that is fine. I think that our kids can should have the same opportunity to do anything. So if someone want to learn how to bake, fine. They have to learn how to bake. If you want to work with horses, fine, work with horses. We have to focus as a company, and we focus on technology. And this is more because of my background. It's not,
It doesn't have to be that particular.
So it's working, and I want young parents to know, like, you know, and I'm not the only one. I'm not the only father that start kind of this like that. There are more than a few of us that are doing this. And we are in some kind of discussion, connection, collaboration between us. And it's not that we're competing because the demand is so high. But we all came from the same point of view. It's like, you know, we want to give a place to our kids to fulfill their dreams. So it's growing. And when your son will get to this age, it's going to be
Amazing.
much bigger. And the world is much bigger. So yes, you're going through a tough journey. And yes, you're going to have tough nights, and you're going to be tired, and your wife going to be tired.
It's going to be worth it.
And yeah, but by the end, you're going to see suddenly that your effort really did something to the one that is most precious for you, your kid. And we're talking about our kids. We're not talking about like changing the world. I'm not trying to change my world. I want to change the world as a stigma for people like you and me, that our kids will get what they need and that this journey will be easy to the next generation and the next generation. So I'm paving it. I'm doing my part and I'm going to paving it. And I'm paving it
contribution.
Into, I want to have a whole life solution. That's what we build. So now we have the employment in the day. We're going to add housing. So they have a place to live and organize social life. So they have like a full life with a friend in a safe environment. And they fulfill the dreams. And you know what my dream of my kids right now? You want to guess?
What is it?
It's the same dream that you and I had when we were 14 to 16. You want to have a girlfriend. And I said, yes. Why
you
not?
Can. You can, yeah.
I have the same dream. Okay, so the fact that he's telling me it is when he is 22, then fine. And now we try to figure out how to create this environment that they can interact and develop their relationship in their way, because this is what they want, and I believe that they can do it.
I agree 100%.
And I think that one day I might be a grandfather.
I think so too, man. I think so too. It will take time,
yeah.
but anything can happen. Can happen.
If we believe in this, we can make it happen. And if we're getting together as parents and exchange ideas and accepting each other, because some of us have different ideas, and I respect it, totally respect it. I never, ever will tell any parent how he need to raise his family.
Yeah.
If they ask for my advice, I will give them a respectful advice, but I do respect anyone in any way that they're doing it. And the one thing that I suggest to all of us is let's figure out a way that we can give information to others, to younger. So you will have more information, and then you have options, and you know how to choose between options. And you know what will happen, what is the next step, or the next step, or the next step, so you can be prepared for that. And that's what collaboration between parents, if it's positive and if it's constructive, can do. If we're going to be with a parent, what is saying that they want to say, oh, okay, bad luck, and I have a tough day, and they want to find a place to complain, I'm really not the right person for that. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I agree with you.
They said, okay, guys, if this is what you want to do, it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to.
Yeah. You know, it's, and I'm not sure that's a dad thing, I think, in my opinion, because it's just, you know, being a parent to an autistic child, you're never going to have a dull day. It's never going to be boring. That's one thing for sure. But you can't, you know, I'm not sure if it's just, you know, the stoicism within men, because I am the same way. I want to find progress. You know, I want to develop something valuable. You know, one thing that when I speak to parents going through the situation, I want to install hope and don't lose it, because, you know, this transition, it tends to wear your body and mind out. And I think this is why some parents just, they don't say they give up. They just let it be.
Yeah.
And lose, because they're so weary and tired. They just lose. They lose the vision. Like, I tell parents, whether you're an autistic child or not, like, have a vision for your child. Yeah, they're going to college. Yeah, they're gonna whatever. Yeah, they're gonna do this. Yes, have speak 10 to assist, and you have to have a vision for your child, because if you don't, this is where they come up and feel lost. This is where they come and, like feel useless and don't know how to connect. Have a vision for them.
Yes.
My son it was 3 years ago. And he was sick, and we were given Motrin, right? And he was playing with his mom, and he wanted him to open the cap. And she was like, "No, you can do it. You can do it." And she caught perfectly in video where he said, "No, you can do it." So like, even though it feels like nothing's happening, something is happening, but everything is a build-up.
Yes.
It's like a startup company. Doesn't happen overnight. Takes
Exactly.
time, dedication,
Yeah.
and it's worth it.
It worth it. And you're absolutely correct. It's like parent that has a vision. It's much easier
Yeah.
because you focus on how you solve the problem, how you get to the vision that you have. And the vision is very simple, like anybody else. They go to college, they have work, they have family. They have a place to live, safe and respected.
Yes.
It's any vision that most parents will have. And the one that has a vision, exactly as you said, are the one that getting from the point of being miserable to the point that be hopeful and focused on the vision. And that is so helpful. That help you to go through
Yeah.
the bad days.
Yeah.
And then you see this exactly as you said, this small moment
Yeah.
of progress, and you see it in their eyes, and you suddenly get a hug, and it's coming, and each one of these seconds give you the energy to keep going.
Yeah,
And
it's the unfortunate, the unfortunate that we live in, and we live in a time in where everyone wants instant gratification. And that's not how the real world works. Like, my son gives me power, give him five and give power, right? And wave. To get to that point, there was a lot of work, a lot of repeating, a lot of consistency. It takes more. Sometimes all you have to do is show up, but sometimes it takes more. And like, I showed up for my son. My wife showed up for my son. When doctors, when therapists, pandemic, we continue to show up and continue and show up. And it's gonna take time, but I assure you it's worth it. It's worth it.
absolutely.
If you're somebody like me that even in my silence, I'm a fighter. There,
Yeah.
there's this there's this there's this fire in me that I don't know how to put out, right? This is the fight. This
Yes.
right here is what's worth every second.
Yes.
Every minute, every night I don't sleep, every scratch, every bite, every tantrum, those are the moments that's worth it.
Yes. And it is a fight for the right cause.
Yes.
And if you have a vision, you keep going and you find your way to deal with this. And I promise you that you will have a lot of happy
Yeah.
moments. And your son will have a lot of happy moments. And that's going to make you happy.
Yes.
And that the way that you will put your mark in the world. By proving that if
Yeah.
you have a vision and you show up
Yeah.
anytime, then it's payoff. Payoff for you, for your son, and for everyone. And they will start looking to you, all these people that don't understand it, and will say, wow, he's really a great dad. That
Yeah.
did look what he did. It's like,
Yeah.
yes, and that will come. It
It's
will
one of
come, I
the
promise you.
it's one of those things that we're like, my family now, they want to be involved, but it's like I built up a life and we're like, man, you had to be there. If you would just stick with me, you know, like it's unfortunate you get to a point you're leveling up in this scenario. And you know, when I talk about how you did this and did that, and you had to be there. But you know, it's like I tell my mom all the time, you had to invest that time.
Yes.
You know, it's more than what a picture could tell you. It's more than you writing your thoughts and feelings on a piece of paper, or it's, oh man, how do I say it?
They are sharp.
It's an image in your mind that
Yeah.
would never be duplicated.
Yes.
It's life.
You're absolutely right. And some of them show up and they begin to be part of our journey. I must tell you that at least in our journey, not too many showed up. But
And
when
that's
they,
okay. And that's
but
okay.
when my boys grew up and they start to show up, what they do and that, wow, they do this and they do that, then it becomes to be like, ah, okay, yes. So then, you know, it's on the TV and because we have now TV that come to see and look into what we're doing, and people say it and said, and then my family said, ah, you know what? Now we want to be part of the family because we see how it's work. And I tell them, okay, but you have to invest. It's not just you coming and sit down. You have to invest in this
Yes, you have to.
because you have to build the relationship with my kids,
Yes, you
which
have
you
to.
haven't done.
Yes, you have to engage.
Yes, you have to earn it
And
because you are the one that didn't show up.
yes,
And they
one thing I
remember it.
yes, yes. One thing I keep telling people is like you said earlier, like children with autism have their own persona already from a
Yes.
very young age. From a very young age. One thing that I see that as a blessing. My son, you're making too much noise. You're changing the energy. He'll push you out the door.
Absolutely.
He'll push you out the door, or he'll go to you and do like this to your mouth.
And you know, it's like one of the things that we learn over time, we listen to them. So we tried to help, like, you know, noise. Okay. So we give them, like, you know, headphones that will help them. They like music, so they have like noise cancellation. It's like, you know, small things like that they're happy, and we just, you know, adjusting to things. And now when they are older and the young adult, we tell them, we treat you in respect, you have to treat us in respect. So it's two sides. It's not like, okay, now I could do everything you want. No, still learn how to respect your parents and respect other people. It is, you want to be respected, you have to do the same. You don't have any discount on the respect side. I don't have a discount, you don't have a discount. And they have their own persona, exactly as you said, very different persona. It's like, you know, my two kids, very different. But on something like, you know, respect others and respect the house that they're living in, have some rules so we all live together. That is part of it. And you have to put the demands for them as well, not just give. I said, okay, I give you everything I can. But together with that, I ask you to be part of this as well, show up as well. We showed up to you. There is a time that you have to show up for us.
And that's, I
And they do
think,
it.
that's one of the main things I continue to preach for my son.
Yes, and I'm sure that he know that. And I'm sure that you're going to hear it from him when you find his way to communicate with you. And remember, he's a 7 years old or 8 years old. He's young. And any 7 years old still learning.
Yeah. I
But
used to when I first started this, right? And this is where as a parent you start evolving too, right? You grow. And when I started this because like I had this fear and when like I wanted to have this meaningful conversation with him. And this is where like this is where doctors too like they fall short because their ideology is facts. Is what the data shows, but they lose all sight of hope and what that is. And when I first started this, I just like talk to people and have these meaningful conversations, and we're like, I may never have with my son. And that that would that thought would break my heart because I didn't have a dad. But then reading and researching, and then growing to that growth and learning about myself and understanding the fire, I have within me, I was like, I was dumb for thinking that way. Because, like you said, you found a way to communicate. And there's
yes.
always going to be a way, a will, and if there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah. And by the end, we have a lot of people said that we are experts. Right? I'm a doctor, I'm a psychologist, I'm social worker, I'm a teacher. We the expert. They're not the expert. We are the parents. We are the expert. They have to listen to us, not vice versa, because they don't know it. And I've been in this, the doctor told me no. And what I started to do is whenever I got to a doctor, before I got to him, I went to interview him and they didn't like it. And I told them, look, I'm paying you for this interview. I want to see if you're the right person for my son. And they said,
Exactly.
what?
Yes. Yes.
And the one that said to me, what? I said, okay, fine. I pay you for this meeting. You're not the right person for me. And they're going to make sure that other parents know it.
Yeah.
And then I find the one that think like us and sitting with us and give us their experience. And there are not a lot, but there are.
Yeah.
And it's growing. But we have to remember, we are the expert. It's
Yes.
not the, it's not like someone that said, okay, I finished this, I have this title or whatever from university, and I know. They don't.
No, it takes more than reading a book.
Yes.
Experience, you got to go through it. You got to go
Yes.
through it.
And beside that, we live in an area that emotional intelligence is the most important thing. So now kids has very high level of emotional intelligence. And we are emotional as well. Then hope become to be the fact. Okay? I
Yes.
don't need data to say, okay, you have hope. I have hope. Don't tell me don't. If you tell me you don't have hope, then you're not the right guy for me. So you go your way, I go to my way, I'm going to find someone else that believe in the hope that I have and be part of my journey as a doctor or as a dentist or as a teacher. And if not, I'll find someone else. And we need to be the one that are the voice of a kids. And
A
there are many of us.
protector, guardian.
Yeah. There
Yeah.
are many of us right now, and we have to start to be more confident to say we are the expert. Okay, listen to us. We explain you the thing that we want to understand, or medical that we need to get, or whatever it is, and then figure out and help me to get to the vision that I have. I don't ask for your vision. You want your vision? Apply it to your kids, not to mine. If you
That's
want to say
that.
there is nothing in your kid, tell it to your kids. That the way that you want to be a parent, that is your job. Don't tell it to my kids.
I agree 100%.
And that is my approach to it, and I am not afraid of saying it.
And you shouldn't. And that's what, man, that's what has gotten me canceled on my show on YouTube because expressing these things,
Yeah.
because people like, sometimes it's not a nice way to say things. Sometimes you just gotta say it. Is one thing that I admire about children with autism, the ones that do speak, is that they'll tell you something bluntly, and that's what it is, and you can't be mad at that.
Absolutely, because they're honest.
It's been an honor speaking with you. I hope we're able to do this again. I really want to go and see you because we're right here in New Jersey. But
Yeah,
until that,
we're about 45 minutes away from you.
man, that'll be an honorable drive.
You're welcome to visit anytime you want.
You're doing an amazing job with your foundation, helping these children, essentially build careers. You didn't do it just for your kids, you did it for all kids, and that's what I admire the most of what you've been doing, you and your wife as well, and anybody who's contributed, that's much respect. That's something that the world should do, but doesn't do. So thank you so much for building a place that given me hope that my son might have a future tomorrow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you do the same. So thank you too.
Thank you.
Thank you to give me the opportunity to talk to you. It was
It was an honor.
very good, an honor
It was
to
an
speak
honor.
with you.
Likewise, likewise. Please, before we go, tell the people they can find your amazing organization.
So first, my name is Moish Tov, Moishtov. If you Google me, you will find me.
That is correct.
And the name of the company is Joy, 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 Do, Dew. So if you look for Joy Do on Google, you're going to find us. We are now in North Jersey, opening location, hopefully in 2 weeks in Livingston in New Jersey, and keep working. Anyone is that want to contact me, feel free. I would love to talk to anyone and hear any ideas and give hope.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you go support this amazing organization. Reach out, as you know, he's very wise and can uplift you and inspire you in many ways. So please share your support. Go support. Make sure you like and subscribe our YouTube channel, Deal Talk TV, and support all these major entrepreneurs, just like Maurice right here. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Mr. Dr. Inspire Retain. I'm on Facebook, Gilmartin Diaz. Have a good night, guys. I'm out.